debt. You got to go to bed thinking about it. You wake up thinking about it. Here's the truth. The system traps you in debt. High interest credit cards and loans make it nearly impossible to pay off your debt. And don't forget insane inflation. That keeps you stuck paycheck to paycheck. Done with debt is your lifeline. Done with debt has an ingenious new strategy to help you erase your debt faster and easier than you ever thought was possible. Done with debt analyzes all the debt options you qualify for. They know how to reduce your bills. They know how to get interest rates cut. Their skilled staff of negotiators know how to get the debt out of your life permanently, without bankruptcy and without a loan. Done with debt are the experts in brilliant strategies for eliminating debt. But you need to hurry because some debt solutions are time sensitive. So here's how easy they make it. Go to donewithdebt.com. That's donewithdebt.com. Again, donewithdebt.com. Hey, it's Bubba. Don't forget it's holiday season. And if you don't know what to get for a gift or a stocking stuffer, well, today's sponsor, Manscaped, has all the tools to guarantee you that you win this year's stocking stuffer and or white elephant competition. Manscaped is the leader in men's below-the-waist grooming, and they've served over 4 million men worldwide. That's like 8 million balls, if my math is correct. Get 20% off and free shipping at manscaped.com with the promo code Bubba. You know, Manscaped's best-selling product should be at the top of every man's wish list for this Christmas, and that's the Performance Package 4.0. Inside of that bad boy Performance Package, you're going to get the Lawnmower Body Trimmer. As a matter of fact, I shaved my chest and arms and my pubes today with it. It's the best trimmer on the market for your balls, your butt, your body, and the weed whacker for your ears and your nose. You got to keep up on that or you're going to look old, buddy. And let's not forget their famous liquid formulations. The Crop Preserver Ball Deodorant, and Crop Reviver Ball Toner to maximize your ball hygiene routine. Keeping your balls fresh, fellas, is important. You never know when you're going to get some, I don't know, spur-of-the-moment action on those bad boys. Whether this is for your partner, your dad, your brother, your friend, get them something that they're actually going to use, and you might get a laugh or two out of it as well. Get 20% off and free shipping at manscaped.com with promo code Bubba. Be the ballsiest gift giver this year with Manscaped. It's the Bubba the Love Sponge show. This has got a weird feel to it, does it not? Not without the fanfare and all the yippee-yos and the high spot.
Yeah, just nothing. Just mics go live.
You just go in dry.
Yeah, but
it's just like you go in no spit, no coconut oil, no lube. You just warm it in dry.
Yeah, but as soon as you hear your voice, the familiarity feels good. And so I don't mind that it's a little dry.
Thank you, buddy.
David Hernandez, $30 cash from his mom's credit card.
Lummy, I got to tell you, man, you didn't really say much when your son was here, but I can tell that you're a proud papa, and I got to tell you,
of course,
as being, potentially somebody that could be old enough to be your father, I'm very proud of you.
Thank you, papa.
Or the father of his child.
No, I never had
No, you can't do that. I mean, that'd be hard to do.
Yeah, he's got a vasectomy.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, you're safe on that one.
You'll never get a vasectomy, will you, Dan?
Ever.
Not even for his dogs.
Nope.
Because he thinks the semen stays or something.
Yeah, Dan thinks that, Dan, who's a doctor, by the way, thinks that your semen, like, Dan, when I come,
right?
Stuff still comes out.
Right, I understand that. And stuff's also going into your scrotum.
Yeah, semen doesn't come out, though.
Well.
Just a little prostatic fluid.
Yeah, seminal fluid.
Prostatic seminal fluid.
So where does my semen go?
In your balls.
And then what happens?
You build up antibodies against them, and you end up with autoimmune disease against your own testicles.
What do you mean?
We'll talk about that.
Now, hold on.
Wait,
now,
what?
Dan, don't say that to
your best. This is good info to know, man.
Don't say that to your best friend trying to just validate why you don't got one and why I do got one.
Does it cause, hypogonadism?
No.
No, hold on. So you're saying since I have a vasectomy that my semen goes back into my testicles.
Right.
And then
Right.
And it creates a problem?
It can create a problem in some people that build up antibodies and become antibodies against their own semen. Our bodies are really good at protecting ourselves against, things that aren't us. But there's a couple places where it doesn't ever get a chance to see, and that is your semen, because your semen genetically is not you. It's different. It's half of you. And every sperm is different.
Hold on. I haven't done enough drugs today to figure that one out.
No kidding.
Your semen is not you. It's half of you.
Right.
Pray tell, my friend.
Okay. There's something called mitosis, and that's when a cell splits evenly. And most of the times when a cell divides in your body, like when a muscle cell divides into two muscle cells, both cells are identical. When you produce a gamete, like a sperm or an egg.
A gamete.
A gamete. G-A-M-E-T-E.
Man, this motherfucker's smart.
I have no fucking clue what he's talking about.
I am just completely lost. Anyway, go ahead. We're talking about my gametes.
Okay, your gametes. Your gametes have only 23 chromosomes instead of 46 chromosomes. They look different
Blitz,
to your body.
Johnny. Hey, Blitz, you're even
Bubba,
smart.
Bubba, can I be honest with you?
What?
I completely understand what you're saying.
Oh, get the fuck out of here, Blitz.
I am so blitzed the fuck out right now.
I know exactly what you're talking about, Bubba. I can do surgery on him right now.
I get so blitzed the fuck. I get so blitzed bullshitted out sometimes. I got to call bullshit on
this. I know exactly, Bubba. Why didn't you know?
Hold on.
Yeah, I also know how to fucking wire up a bomb.
Hold on.
I got silencers, too.
Hold on. You asked me. I didn't tell you.
You don't know shit about a fucking 23 versus 46 chromosome, Billy.
Of course. Everybody knows that.
Bubba, come on.
Hold on. I'm not shitting you. Like, I thought, like, everybody learned this in fucking high school.
No. We didn't pay attention to that shit.
We didn't learn about how our fucking sperms are only half us.
It's fucking simple
man. Mr. Moeller never told me that my sperms is half of me.
I knew my sperm was dropping out of somewhere and going somewhere else. That was it.
Yeah.
It wasn't recycling inside of me.
Dan, we didn't need to hijack your shit, but continue on, bud.
That's okay. Hijack it.
But you're half from your mom and half from your dad.
But it's all of my fucking sperm.
But you got to mix with the egg. That should be half of her.
It's not my mom's sperm.
How the fuck do you think it works, man?
Yeah, with the full egg and then you full sperm. Boom.
And the egg's all of her and the sperm's is all of me and we fucking make a baby.
Yeah.
Right. A little Wilbur.
Yeah.
Okay.
But Danny, continue on, please.
Okay, because you're so...
Sorry for that outburst.
It's okay.
Jesus.
Because your gametes only have 23 chromosomes, they look different to your body than a normal cell. Your body is not used to, your antibodies don't come in contact with your sperm.
Right.
Purposefully, because you don't want to build up antibodies to your sperm because it's not you.
Your body thinks it's a foreign object in your body.
Correct. Because it only has 23 chromosomes. Like, what's this guy? I've never seen him before.
So does my body fight off my sperms?
It could, yes. That's the whole thing is because your body normally never sees your sperm because every sperm is different.
And you release them when...
And you get rid of them really fast.
Yeah, but I got to tell you. Okay, maybe I'm going to have that issue one of these days where my sperm's in a civil war with my fat-ass body.
That's exactly what it is, a civil war.
That's great. It's still
if not, you'd be in court all day long?
It's still going to end up being less of a problem than the amount of fucking kids I'd have running around this motherfucker.
That's true, too.
Yeah, I don't disagree with you there.
And not
I think
having,
it was a great decision to make.
And not having to fucking, you know, worry about... where I ejaculate, right?
Right.
Some guys, you know, that you know, necessarily aren't married, or maybe even those that are married, you got to worry about where you ejaculate.
That's true.
I mean, right? Even if you ejaculate in your wife, you know, if she has to be on the pill, or I mean, there's all kinds of bullshit that goes
on. That's the best place for it.
So what's better for me? A girl that I was with taking the birth control pill or me getting a vasectomy and I having a sperm civil war inside my sack?
Vasectomy is more reliable than the pill.
It really is, isn't it?
It's 99.9. And the pill is like 90.
And they even cauterized. 88. They even cauterized mine.
Yeah, they cut and cauterized, which makes it even more definitive.
Right. Usually just cut. And every once in a while they could grow back or something like that, right, Danny?
Or someone makes the jump.
Michael West with $100. Kiss ass.
Where at?
YouTube. Watch them both.
By the way, I need to hit. YouTube is becoming really like great currency on the subscriber deal, and it doesn't cost anything. So all you people watching me on Facebook, and even you people that are watching me on YouTube right now, there's a chance that you are not subscribed to my channel. Now, it doesn't cost nothing. It's free. You just hit the little bell deal to get a notification and subscribe, and it just gives you a There we are. We got that homosexual star-based.
Jeremiah Zian, 5,000 stars. Twinkle, 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 twinkle,
twinkle, twinkle, little stairs. Twinkle, twinkle, little stairs. So make sure on YouTube that you go hit the subscribe and notification. It doesn't cost anything.
Madeline, 200 stars. Twinkle, twinkle.
Blitz, we could if we would be taken that much more seriously when we get to 50,000. We're at 43,000, I think. 43,250 on YouTube. Now, that's pretty respectable. very respectable in the local Tampa market, but it's kind of fucking small change in some of the bigger circles. And it's just, we haven't really concentrated on our, you know, on those digital platforms as long as we have been on Twitch. And we're starting to do more stuff on Facebook and YouTube. So please make sure on YouTube you at least subscribe and like us. Because there's a lot of motherfuckers that are watching right now that are not subscribed.
And how much does it cost again?
Oh, it's zero.
Oh. Zero.
Twinkle, twinkle, Ronnie.
It's about as much. It's about the same. About the same chance of me getting a girl knocked up. Zero.
Is it zero though?
Twinkle, twinkle.
I don't know, Dan. Well, I mean, what is a vasectomy like? 99.9999% effective. If
cut
you got
cautied.
I think cautied.
It's 99.99.
Cut and cautied.
I would have to hold on. I think a vasectomy it probably is, but if you know it's done right, it's 100%.
It's cut and cautied.
Yeah, you should be. You should be 100%.
I cut and call. So, can I tell you something? Something a very neat thing that I found today.
Please.
So,
twinkle, twinkle, Sammy, 200 stars.
I was going through some stuff, and I found the letter that Hank Aaron wrote my dad.
Really?
Whoa!
You have a Hank Aaron letter?
Hold on now.
Twinkle, twinkle, 500 stars.
Twinkle, twinkle. And this is the coolest fucking thing ever.
Right now, it is too, especially.
Well, and the story behind it is so unbelievable. The story behind it is so unbelievable. So, in 1973...
Twinkle, twinkle, 600 stars!
And I found this. In 1973, Hank Aaron was in the process of almost closing in on Babe Ruth's home run record. And Hank Aaron played for the Atlanta Braves. And my dad was a huge fan of Hank Aaron. Loved Hank. My dad's fate, Doug Klim, was his favorite player he loved Hank Aaron. Well, as Hank Aaron was converging on Babe Ruth's record, people were really, really, and I think CBS, I think 60 Minutes or somebody did a big thing about this, but Hank Aaron, because he was a black guy, and this is in 1973.
Twinkle, twinkle, Mandy, 600 stars.
People were really, really, and especially in Atlanta, because it's the old South, they didn't want an African-American man to beat, you know, at the home run record, which has since been now beat by Barry Bonds, is now held by Barry Bonds, with an asterisk. I mean, right? I mean, Hank Aaron didn't take one... PED. Babe Ruth didn't take one. Ted Williams, you know, some of these great ball players didn't take the shit that Mark McGwire, Barry Bonds, Sammy Sosa, you know, right?
Right. Yep. Those three were all on it.
Right. Hank Aaron, fucking, you know, Babe Ruth, Ted, the great hitters, you know, that just had natural talent. Steroids weren't around then.
Jason Ryback, twinkle, twinkle, 1,000 stars.
Hammer and Hank Aaron was the greatest because he had fast wrists and power.
Oh, yeah.
So anyway, my dad watched this thing as Hank Aaron was getting close to the record. And, you know, it was literally he would have people in the outfield when Hank Aaron played right field or left field or whatever the fuck he played. That were yell, like call him an N-word and be like, hey, you dirty N, I hope you die before you, you know, get there. Like, this was in 1973. Obviously, things have changed dramatically. You couldn't be in the stands now and yell those type of words.
They kick
now.
You right out.
They kick you right the fuck out.
Stephen Klein, 1,000 stars. But, Brandon Patterson, 3,600 stars.
Thank you so much. So, but, you know, being an African-American athlete, you know, in the 70s, you know, you were really... people were mean to you.
Yes.
And especially when you were getting ready to, you know,
beat
a white guy's record. So my dad wrote a letter to Hank Aaron, a handwritten letter saying, I just want to let you know that I am a white man from Indiana, and I am a huge fan, and I hope that you keep doing what you're doing and don't listen to the people and play through this nonsense. And I'm just a fan. I'm just a white guy fan from Indiana, Warsaw, Indiana, 1915 Rosemont. Go, Hank Aaron, go. Go, you know, good luck to you, buddy.
So just out of the goodness of his heart, just went out of his way to write a supportive letter.
Yes, so hold
on. That's pretty cool to begin with, right there. Just that act is a nice act.
It was. And I knew he did it. I knew my dad did it. But I knew that Hank Aaron sent something back to our house because it was a big deal when it came in the mail. Like, my dad opened it up, and my dad has since made a copy of it, and I had a copy of it, but I haven't been able to find it for years. And I just found it, and it almost makes me cry.
Now, does it include a copy of his letter?
Yeah, no, it doesn't include a copy of my dad's letter.
Okay.
But it includes a copy of what Hank Aaron sent my dad.
I gotcha. That's awesome.
And it also has, you know, the envelope, a copy of the envelope, and then the letter from Hank Aaron, and I'm going to read it to you, and it's so unfucking believable. Dated August 1st, 1973. Douglas Klim, 1915 Rosemont, Warsaw, Indiana, 46580. Dear Douglas, I want you to know how very much I appreciate the concern and best wishes of people like yourself. If you will excuse my sentimentality. I think I said it right. Did I say it right? If you will excuse my sentimentality.
The sentimentality?
S-E-N-T-I-M-E-N-T-A-L-I-T-Y. My sentimentality. I think that means...
Sentimentality. Being sentimental.
If you will excuse my sentimentality, your letter of support and encouragement meant more to me than I can adequately express to you in words. It is very heartwarming to know that you are in my corner, and I will always be grateful for the interest you've shown in me. As the so-called countdown continues, please be assured I will try to live up to the expectations of my friends, wishing you only the best. I am most sincerely, Hank Aaron. Isn't that so fucking cool?
Yeah, it really is awesome.
Isn't that so awesome? I found it. I'm gonna frame it.
You should.
Actually, Blitz, I'm gonna ask my dad, I wanna kind of make this a little thing, and I like to see my dad's. I don't know that my dad has a copy of his original letter, though, because he just wrote it, then sent it. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Because he didn't think it would be anything. That's what...
He didn't think it was going to be anything, but, I mean, and by the way, postage was 3 cents back then. if you look at the three cents.
Oh, my God.
Isn't that cool?
DC guys are 200 stars.
Oh, my God, Blitz. One of the girls I had the biggest crush on ever...
Jill Bolesky
is watching right now.
Oh, watching from Warsaw.
Her husband owns like the big furniture. Like, he's a big slinging dick.
Oh.
Yeah, I could never have a chance with her. I had such a crush on her. Oh, my God. I wonder if she knew I had a crush on her. Well, of course she did.
She does now.
Well, I mean, I think she knew all along.
Pretty much everybody did, though, right?
Jill Bolesky was like one of the top three in the entire school. It was like her, Dana Holler, and like, I'm trying to think who I don't even know there. I don't know there was another one.
Star party complete.
Woo. Hey, Blitz, would that be a Hank Aaron NFT maybe?
Possibly.
Jill said, yeah, I knew. She knew I had a crush on her, but she knew I didn't have a fucking chance either. I was so in the friend zone. Dan, did you ever get put in a... I mean, Dan, here you are, big slinging dick, fucking, you were, what were you, the Val Victorian? You were the Val Victorian?
I mean, look at this guy in high school.
In high school. You went on to be, you went to Duke, and then went on to University of Florida Med School, became one of the best plastic surgeons in the history of the fucking world, and you're also a lawyer. Did you ever have chicks that put you in the friend zone? They were so fucking hot that you just got friended.
There was one girl, and she was at Florida, and she was smoking, and I never, never got it. I almost did, and here's where I blew it.
And like, Jill Bolesky dated this guy named, I think, like Troy Helser or something, and he was like, nah, hope she didn't get mad at me or nothing, remember, but like, he wasn't all that.
You ever meet a guy named Ishmael? Big guy, like a football player from Florida. He ran around 20 years ago when we were running around. He was one of those guys. Big guy. Ishmael.
No.
And he was friends with her,
too.
She
was dating her?
No, he didn't date her, too, but he was trying, too. So I was trying. I did everything I could. I was helping with homework.
Couldn't help Jill Bolesky with her homework. She was smarter than me. I was actually trying to copy off of her. We were in environmental science together. Remember I told that story last week, Blitz?
Yeah.
About how Bob Turner took me aside before school started at football practice and said, hey.
He sat you next to her, right?
If I do alphabetical order, you'll get a sit by Jill Bolesky. And I'm like, oh, please, Mr. Turner. Mm-hmm. Please, that's the hottest bitch ever.
West Virginia University, 1982, 999.
So hold on now, Dan. So this girl friend zoned you?
She friend zoned. Here's where I ruined it, because I always ruin it.
Me too.
I was going great. It was around Christmas time. I've been working 3 months on this one really hard. And she was like, 5'9", 115 pounds, big breasts, no waist. I mean, just long blonde hair.
Jubileski didn't have big titties. I just think she had normal.
This girl's from South Florida. I think she may have had a little something done.
Right. But girls from Warsaw, Indiana weren't allowed to have big titties. No, like, they couldn't go to Fort Wayne to get a tit job when you're a junior in high school.
But in South Florida, they do that like in elementary school. But so I invited her by mistake to the hot body finals at this bar.
Hold on. And were you in it?
Yeah.
Hold on, Dan. Hold on.
What was this guy last weekend? Dr. Dan, was it this guy?
Hold on, Dan. Hold
this
on.
Guy right here.
Hold on, Danny. You're saying you got a crush on this chick in college, and you invite her to the hot, and you're part of the hot body finals, right?
Yeah, I'd won one of the
weeks.
Now,
how can that be a mistake? Well, I mean, you got a fucking, fuck.
Yeah, and it's
just
weird.
Last thing I was going to do with Jubileski was take my fucking shirt off. Please.
So
it's the different worlds we live in, Danny.
I was trying to be funny and creative, and so
she thought it was douchey.
Oh man, do you want to hear what my outfit was?
Oh, I can only imagine.
Oh my God,
what was it, Danny? This was a parachute.
Was it your
parachute
banana suit?
Pants?
Was it your worse. Banana suit?
Way was it parachute worse. Pants, bitch?
Way worse. Way worse.
You were at MC Hammers.
Way worse.
What's worse than MC Hammers?
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Fucking Reindeer.
What?
I went out with Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer because it was Christmas time.
I know, but Rudolph the Reindeer what?
Like a whole fur outfit with a blinking nose and shit.
You
I swear to God.
Weirdo.
And then I took it off.
You fucking outfitted yourself right off the ass.
It gets worse.
You had ass
it
on
gets
deck.
Worse.
What?
It gets worse. So, what would be the
this
the,
is why this is why he doesn't care we clown him about his gold, because the gold is the least of his douchiness.
Exactly. I've way out douched myself in the past.
What?
I'm so much more normal now.
Oh my God, Danny.
So wait. So
now how hot was she though?
Oh, 10. So I take off the reindeer outfit, and guess what I'm wearing underneath it?
Reindeer boxers?
No, way worse.
You hold on. You had a
the second
fucking
outfit. Okay. I had a second costume. I had costumes over
what?
Costumes.
So hold on. So it's the male what? Hunks of funk hot body
at
contest.
At the University of Florida.
At the University of Florida.
1989.
Did you win?
No!
Hold
do you
on.
Know why?
Because your goddamn reindeer fucking get up.
Yeah, you're
stripped
a douche.
Out, but guess what I stripped out to? Baby New Year! It was horrible. I had a diaper and a fucking satchel, like just married kind of thing. Like,
hey, Jill Bileski would have raped you if she had a guy that looked like you. That I mean, if people,
big safety pin.
Poor girls in Warsaw, Indiana, they didn't have any of your non. Like there was no dudes rolling around like you. I'm
no,
trying to think of
no
the
because they weren't dudes.
I can't think of, and maybe if Jill Bileski's on chat right now, she can think who was the hottest dude. Like, so I can kind of get a visual here. With regards to the girls, I'm telling you, during when we were in high school, Jill, you and Dana Hall are like the two hottest chicks ever. Who were the hottest dudes? Probably like maybe Jerry Yeager. And I'm trying to think like who the hottest dudes were. And Dan, they don't look anything like you. Like there weren't so if there was a dude like you in Warsaw, Indiana that stripped down to one is Rudolph the Red Norton and then to baby man, all the bitches would have still
yeah,
loved
put
you
up
back
with,
then.
They put up with that shit.
Phil Lowe. Yeah, that mother Dan, Phil Lowe would
yeah,
give
man.
You a run for your money.
That's cool.
He would give yeah.
I
I'm
saw
telling
her,
you that right
I
now.
When I go, I pulled off the reindeer outfit, I'm baby New Year dancing out there, and I'm a horrible dancer, and she looks at me, and the look I
did
got.
Did your cock look big though? I mean,
I was stuffed in a diaper. I mean, it looked stupid. The whole
did
idea
you tie
was
off
bad.
Your cock?
Didn't have to tie it off.
No, that's what a lot of strippers do. They'll tie it off.
But he was dressed up like a fucking baby.
Yeah,
man.
Was like a baby, dude. It was the worst idea ever. And sometimes humor's funny. Sometimes humor doesn't go over right.
Oh, my mom's watching
look,
now too.
I'm disappointed.
Oh,
Janie Cakes.
Janie Cakes. You
just missed Dan talking about being an adult in a diaper.
Richie Caldwell. That Richie Caldwell, rest in peace. He was a guy that was in my class that just died. But he was like the hottest dude too.
Oh, that sucks.
He was the hottest dude, too. So Dan, did you get clowned?
Oh, the disappointment, the disappointing look on her face.
Did you actually take her to the event?
No, she was. I had to go early.
All right,
so she was meeting me there, and the disappointment in her face. Just it was so frustrating. I was so upset. I blew it. I went for it and I blew it. You know, I threw a Hail Mary and it got intercepted. Pick six.
You got pick six.
On a Hail Mary.
In overtime. First score wins. Yeah. You fucking, oh my God.
In the end zone, they ran it back 99 yards.
Now, Dan, when you were doing some of these hot body contests, did you win any of them?
Oh, yeah.
How much would you win?
The weekly contests were a couple $100 and the finals was like usually a couple thousand.
And when you would go to one of these hot body contests on the weekly deal and win, I mean, were the bitches just lined up?
Oh, yeah. It was great. It was great.
My mom just called you Diaper Dan.
Great.
But, I mean, like, if you go to the weekly deal, like, when I was in Milwaukee and some of the various cities that I brought, I used to have to go, they'd have, like, the hunks of fun, like the male stripper dudes.
Right.
And then after that, they would let the guys in, and then that's when I would have, like, some kind of, like, naughty-nighty contest for the girls, because there were all these girls there that were earlier watching guys like you strip down to nothing, and then they would open the doors up for guys to come in after the male strippers were done. But right. A lot of times I'd be in the back, like a manager, getting a wireless microphone and, you know, telling me what I needed to do and say on the microphone and things like that. And some of these male strippers would be back there getting, you know,
right.
They're all oiled up and they were showering or getting dressed and stuff. And that's where I learned about tying off. And I don't know if I should maybe get into tying off now that I know my mom. My mom watching the show really fucks my shit up. You know what I'm saying?
Your mom knows what tying off is.
Yeah, she knows exactly what it is.
So there's this one guy. So I remember like nothing. It was at the Red Corvette in Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Was it little?
No, it wasn't. Oh. You mean his dick?
No.
Or the
Red Corvette.
No, it was just the red. It wasn't the little red Corvette. Prince didn't own it. We weren't in Minneapolis. So it was a red Corvette, and I was there in the back, the manager. Well, the male strippers would kind of get ready off, like, this little room off the manager's office in the back. And, you know, and if you've been in any bar, the manager's office always just consists of, like, a desk and a chair and then, like, a money counting machine.
Black couch.
And, yeah, well... Talking about my nightclubs, or you talking about regular?
Those are the only ones I know of.
Yeah, well, my nightclubs had a red, black couch underneath, so you get some head from the waitress.
Right.
So anyway, God, my mom's watching this.
Yeah. Stop it, Bubba.
Yeah, I mean, Jill Bileski is watching, too, and I always wanted to make such a good impression.
Oh, your mom says she knows all about the tie-off Jones.
And Tyler's sleeping, so he doesn't hear
Yeah,
me.
Okay. So there's this guy, and he's giving me a microphone. He's like, okay, don't forget, we got, you know, $2 kamikaze shots, and, you know, fucking... $1.50 long necks. Like, this is back in the day. And I'm like, make sure you promote this and promote that. And, you know, have girls go to the DJ booth to sign up for the Naughty Nighty contest. And they're going to have a finals in 8 weeks. It's going to be blah, 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 blah. And so I see these guys, and they're all look like a bunch of Dans and Jimmy Cleavises. They're all, you know, really good looking dudes. And I see them take their pants off, and their dicks, they got like these rubber bands on their dicks. Mm-hmm. And I asked the manager, I can remember, like, his name was Craig. He was like a real kind of weightlifting guy, but I go, hey, Craig, why do those male strippers have rubber bands on their dicks? He goes, well, they call it tying off because it makes their dick stay hard and it looks better when they're dancing for the girls.
Okay.
So that's what the male strippers would do. They would tie off their cocks.
Oh, like a little cock ring?
Yeah.
Like a little, like a...
To keep, like, keep it
right,
like...
Keep
in
the
a,
blood flowing.
Yeah,
right.
And it just... And it would be
stays
just...
Stays a little stiff.
Yeah, and I was just like, oh...
Don't fall asleep with that.
Well, yeah, boy, would it make your dick fall off?
It could kill it.
For real?
Yeah.
Can you imagine you're with this chick and you had this cock ring on, then you got high or something, you passed out, and then
exploring.
Mom, would you stop? Mom, stop.
Rubber
she
band
said?
Man. She knows rubber band man. She's been to a couple clubs.
Oh, is that what the rubber band? Remember, man.
Yeah.
Was that about a guy tying his dick
off? Oh, we can't play. I was going to send it to you, but we can't play
it. No, we can't play because we've got a copyright violation. Know. Remember that song? And the rubber band man started to jam.
Yeah. Ding, 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 of course. Ding, ding,
ding. Maybe that's what it was about. He was tying his cock off. And only.
You would know. If you heard the song for a few seconds, you'd know it.
Dan, you never heard of the rubber band man?
I think I have.
Oh, you absolutely have.
It's a great song. It's a great song. So, Dan, who was the Jill Bileski of your high school?
There were like three girls, you know, Deanne Cher, who I took to prom. There was Kirby
Hogan. Of course. The hottest bitch. I took some chick that was, I can't even get into my
about
fucking
350?
Prom.
350?
No.
Look like me?
No, she was a neighborhood chick, and she didn't have a date, and I didn't have a date. So our moms got together and talked about how we both didn't fucking have dates. So then my mom says, like, hey, you should ask that little Chris Andrews girls out. And I'm like, ew. And I'm sure she said the same thing when her mom says you should go out with Bubba Clem.
Oh, no.
So we both ewed it. And then, Blitz, we get out there and to the prom. And next thing I know, Larry Plummer comes to me and says, hey, your date's out back smoking cigarettes. Now, that was like a real bad thing to do when you're in high school.
Right. Might
like,
as well be smoking crack at that
like,
point.
Yeah. You might as well be like shooting heroin IV. Sure. And like that was like such a fucking scumbag thing to do. And I was like, ew. So I just left her there. I fucking left her there, and I went with Larry and somewhere else, and we went to the Indiana Dunes thinking that we were going to get some out-of-town girls. Mm-hmm. Right.
Never happens.
Yeah. So you, the hottest chick at Northeast High.
There was about
your...
four or five. There was Lynn D'Alessandro, who was like a year older than me. There was Deanne Cher, who was a year younger than me.
And there was Kirby Hogan.
And then there was...
Kirby Hogan.
Kirby Hogan.
That's a girl?
Yeah, Kirby. Kirby. She was hot. She was a twin, but a fraternal twin.
What does that mean?
That means her sister didn't look like her.
She's in the same fraternity?
No, the sister didn't look like her. So she was the same age.
She was a beast?
She was a beast, but she wasn't quite as pretty.
There was Jill Bolesky, Dana Holler. I'm trying to think.
Oh, Kathy Hartsfield. Kathy Hartsfield.
Kathy Hartsfield.
She was hot. And there was also...
Which one of the ones of those
Jill
ones
put, or, Kim Anthony.
Put out?
Well, Kim Anthony put out. Kirby... I'm going to go through all these names.
You know what, Dan?
Dr. Man doesn't really
Dr.
know.
Dan
which
says he's got to go.
We're still in this town here.
No, yeah, you got to go.
You're right.
You got to go. What time
it
is?
Yeah. He
put the strap away.
Listen.
Now, listen, hold on. I got to say, though, Blitz, I know we're scheduled to do 3 to 5 on Monday. Can we do 3 to 5 on Tuesday, too? Because this 6 to 8 shit sucks.
It's up to Dr. Dan.
I tried telling you that. You said you fucking love it.
Well, Dr. Dan's the one who wanted to succeed.
I don't like 60. I like the 3 to 5.
Okay.
Oh,
I mean,
God.
That's up to Dan.
I can definitely do 3 to 5 on Monday. And can we maybe do like 4 to 6?
How about?
Or I'll have Jay come in if I can't get here on time.
No. We'll just do without you. And you get here when you can.
Okay. I'll get here before 5.
You get here when you can.
Okay.
Because we're really going to go to 6:30.
Okay.
Because I'm going to do an after show.
Sure.
Or a podcast or something.
Okay, sure.
So we're going to, Blitz, we're going to start 3 to 5.
Okay.
And Dan will roll in when he rolls in.
Okay, cool.
Hey, Dan, have you seen the chick on the 1883 yet?
The one you showed me. Yeah,
oh,
she's hot.
Blonde.
Oh, yeah.
My
I like it.
God.
What's gotten into you, man? You never liked blondes.
No, well, I liked Jill Bolesky, but that was the last blonde that I've ever liked. This is the hottest bitch in all of TV. And some of the stills and things like that you see when you Google her, they don't really accentuate how fucking hot she is. Now, Blitz, mind you, she's 21, but she... Now, see, this is going to kind of creep me out a little bit.
She plays 18?
She plays like she's 16, 17. I'm not attracted.
Oh, I like those games.
I'm not attracted because she's playing a 16-year-old. I'm attracted because I know that she's 22.
Check out Amelia Hamlin. Amelia Hamlin.
Fine.
She just broke up with her boyfriend.
Well, sorry, Bubba. I was sending you 1883 one. Who's it? Amelia
Hamlin.
This chick right here. Blitz, I think you can throw this up. It's not a violation. This chick is the hottest bitch in all of TV right now. Oh, my God.
And here's the one
Dr.
Dan wanted.
And the swagger
that
she has on this 1883. Ew, Dan, this girl looks like a goth bitch. This girl, Dan?
Yeah. That's her?
Yeah.
Ew.
That's not the picture I got. You got the worst picture I've ever seen of somebody.
Dan, that chick is ugly.
Oh, did you just get texts?
Compared to this
name?
One. Look at this
okay,
one.
You win, Bubba.
Can you get any hotter than that?
Nope.
Look at the natural. Look at the natural titties. Like, oh my God.
All right, Bubba, I got to tap out.
See you later.
You guys
bye.
Have a wonderful Christmas.
You too, Dan.
Merry
thank
Christmas,
you.
Dr. Dan.
And I'll see you Thursday, all right?
Yes.
All right, see you later for some services. That's why I'm looking so good.
You look great.
I look good as fuck.
You probably went to the gym today, too.
I did.
I know, I could tell.
I went to the, can you tell?
Oh, yeah.
I went to the fucking gym.
God, look at you. Stud.
Thanks. By the way, for those scoring
at
home.
Did you do legs?
I did legs yesterday, and I'm so fucked. You knew I would did, because I'm sore.
It's called DOMS.
It's called what?
That's what the DOMS are.
What do you mean?
Huh? The thing we talked about last week, DOMS. The late onset of muscle soreness.
Oh, jeez. Yeah, Bubba, we didn't know anything about what the I know, but I'm saying that's what it is.
I'm so fucking blitzed out when he tries to come in, Johnny fucking.
Dr. Blitz and Dr.
I was trying to help you out.
Dan, I mean, Blitz, is that not. Is that hot as fuck?
Oh, boy. Absolutely.
That's what Joe Bolesky looked like in 1982.
Oh. Wow.
I can't remember. I don't know if she's still listening or not. And I don't wonder if she remembers this. I hurt my knee. This is my junior year. She's a senior. And Blitz, I was the starting nose guard for the football team.
Okay.
How'd you hurt your knee?
I just in practice or something. I hurt my knee.
Yeah, on a shot.
And I went to Dr. Cruzmatic, and he's like, what's that, Blitz?
Nothing.
I went to Dr. Cruzmatic, and he's like, you're going to have a week off. And I had to have, like, Blitz, I had to have those. You know, like on South Park, how Timmy has those fucking crutches that are like on your.
Oh, no.
Yeah. And I had to have my leg up, and I had these stupid fucking crutches.
And
I
that's
had to,
the worst, too, because, you know, like heavy guys like us.
Yeah.
That's bad.
Yeah. So it was against, and I can remember like it was nothing. It was against. So the coach is like, Coach Wester was like, well, if there's a game you got to miss, it's the Rochester. Because Rochester was the worst team we played in.
By the way, she says she remembers.
Oh, yeah. And I think she had a Nova. That's the kind of car she had. She had like a blue or gray Chevy Nova.
Nice.
And so I was hurt, and my knee was hurt, and Coach Westover was like, if there's one game you need to sit out, it's against Rochester because they're the shittiest. You know, we'll be able to be. Not that I was the star of the football team, but, you know, I was a starting defensive lineman, and, you know, they want you there for all games. But if there's one game where the second string guy can play, it's against Rochester. They suck. So I had to sit out one game. I think it was like a 76 or 77 Nova. And so I don't know how the fuck I swung it or how it worked out, but Blitz, I didn't have to ride the team bus. Coach Westover is like, if you were hurt, you had to go to the game and be on the sidelines, but I guess you didn't have to ride with the team. So if you wanted to ride with your parents or you wanted to ride with Joe Bolesky or whatever, then you could.
Mm-hmm.
Jeremiah Z and Thousand Stars.
And I don't think she was a cheerleader at the time. I don't think she was a cheerleader. That was a different clique in itself. Maybe she was. I don't know. I don't think she was a cheerleader. She was hot enough to be a cheerleader, but I don't think that she was like cliquish. Like, because you know the cheerleaders are some kind of.
Oh, you think?
They're little chatty bitches. You know, she was a Gray Ventura. Is that what it was? I thought it was a Nova.
Oh.
What's a Gray Ventura? What's a Chevy?
It's a Chevy Ventura.
Is it a Chevy Ventura?
Yeah.
I don't know what the fuck it was. So we're she's driving. I'm riding bitch. I'm riding bitch, Blitz. She's driving. I have my driver's license. Yeah, I got my driver's license. It's my junior year. And I can remember like it was nothing. I'm thinking, man, I really like her, you know, but I don't know what to fucking do. Where I'm stuck in the friend zone here. And then guess what song came on?
Oh.
I should ask her if she remembers what song came on. And it was a really big popular song at the time.
What year, 82?
19. It would have been the fall of 82. And we were listening to U-93 out of South Bend. And Jack and Diane.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Jack and got little ditty about Jack. Mm. And we turned it up and whatever. But it was just like I was so stuck in the friend zone with her. But whatever. I don't know why I'm getting off on all that shit. So anyway, are we done with this? Are we ready to get the fuck out of here? Monday at 3. I'm going to try to watch the new South Park episode.
Yeah, me too.
Tonight.
Me too.
You know what? It damn near got cold enough to keep the windows open last night, and I got fucked.
Oh, it will be tonight, though.
I didn't get physically fucked.
And tomorrow, too.
But, so, I'm outside, and I'm like, man, it's chilly. I think I could open the windows up tonight. And I opened the windows up, and I could never get it fucking any lower than 70 degrees. It didn't. It kind of like gave me like a false kind of
so
deal.
So humid.
Yeah, it's gonna be dropping tonight.
Is it gonna be cold enough to open the windows? What are you eating, Blitz?
Protein bar.
Merry Christmas to you. $20 cash. Merry Christmas to you, Jill. Message me on Facebook so I can. Mm. Yeah, Jill jobbed me out. I got jobbed out. Mm. Then she hooked up with this guy named Troy Helser, and he was a real piece of shit.
Yeah, what a douche. Oh. Jeremy Zeon, 3,874 stars.
She should have hooked up with Phil fucking Lowe. That was the GQ-est motherfucker of all.
Yeah, Phil motherfucking Lowe.
I wonder
what
he's doing. I wonder what he looks like.
Okay. Fucking crackhead.
I'll tell you this, who was a stud, and Jill Bolesky will know exactly who I'm talking about because she lived right next to him. Remember the guy I was talking about, Joe Kralis?
Right. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, yeah. Tara's friend.
Yeah, well, Jill, I don't know if you know this, but Joe Kralis lives in Tampa, and we all hang out.
Oh.
And, God,
and when he says they hang out.
I'm not a homosexual or anything like that. Never messed around with a man.
No, not like us couples.
But I'm not a Blitz, quit being a dick. But as a man, I'm secure enough in my sexuality. I can say, God, that's a good looking guy right there. I mean, that's a handsome man.
Oh, of course.
Well, fucking Joe Kralis at 54. Wait till you guys see him. He's going to be at the Bubba Army royalty party.
He's a chicken king, right?
Well, his dad, Jerome Kralis, owned Creighton Brothers. Kralis, was it Kralis Brothers? I don't know.
Yeah, it was Kralis. I looked it up yesterday.
Yeah.
He rest in peace. Oh, he died in 2004.
Yeah, he is. He's pretty dreamy. Hmm. He's pretty good looking for a 54-year-old.
Did they own like farms
man.
Or like processing places?
No, processing.
Okay.
Yeah. Processing. He's going to be at BARP.
Oh, sweet.
Heather Wiz, wait till you see him. I think he's married, but, you know.
When's that stopped her?
Heather Wiz?
Yeah.
That's on you, buddy, not me.
Wow, Blitz.
You made those allegations, not me. Monday, so we're off. By the way, Merry Christmas to everybody.
Merry Christmas.
I got to tell you who's pretty fucking dreamy in my 1883, you know, series on.
That girl we was up yesterday?
No. Tim McGraw.
Oh, yeah, what? Man. That guy ages.
Fuck.
That
Tim
guy
McGraw.
Doesn't age, and that guy's getting more ripped older he gets.
You just trying to get another rocket on Facebook, aren't you?
I'm just telling you right now, Tim McGraw, that guy is fucking money.
Oh, that guy is on Dan Diaco's regiment.
Yeah, that guy, Tim McGraw, he thought he was just some stupid fucking country guy?
No.
Not only can he can act his ass off.
Let me Wi-Fi.
Florida Stanley. I was trying to say his name. Florida Stanley, $100 cash.
Barb. Tim McGraw. Send me Tim.
I mean, he's.
Heather Wiz says, fuck you, Blitz. I like him young before they get married. Lummy,
I just said Tim McGraw, 2021.
Yeah, Tim McGraw. Now that guy's held up. Look at it. Now, Blitz. Look at this motherfucker.
That guy looks good.
Blitz, don't be a hater. And just tell me right now, as a man.
Well, no.
Now,
that picture, not so much, but I agree with you, though.
Like,
hold on, Bubba. I'm going to send you him shirtless.
Right here. He kind of looks like he's got some bitch tits there.
No, Bubba, I'm going to send you him shirtless.
All right, hold on.
Jacks, man.
Hold on.
Yeah.
There ain't a girl that I fucking know right now in the history of the world that wouldn't blast Tim McGraw.
Oh, not at all. Look at that.
Look at that. And how old
is... I was going to say, when did I get a blue hat?
How old is Tim McGraw?
Tim McGraw is 54.
He's my age.
Yep.
And more importantly,
like you.
More importantly, why don't you tell me how much Tim McGraw is fucking worth?
No shit.
That's all. Like, you know, you can look like me, but if you got the worth, look at this. You're going to the cops.
$165 million.
Yeah, $165 million.
Don't forget that with his wife too, Faith Hill.
Come on, Joe Bolesky, tell me that you're not fucking. Oh, look at Tim Tebow. Tim Tebow, is he doing anything nowadays?
He's on ESPN. He's going back to reporting on the SEC network.
He's a bitch.
Yeah, right.
Hold on, Blitz. Here is what Tim McGraw is looking like in this 1883 series.
Okay.
Just a straight-ass cowboy.
Yeah.
Rugged.
You know what? I've been watching all this cowboy shit. I don't think I'd do too good as a cowboy.
I don't think I would either.
Yeah, like cowboying sucks.
Yeah.
Like, cowboying sucks, man.
I like the nature and wilderness and all that, but not cowboying.
Yeah. I mean, and back then when you were cowboying, man, you had other cowboys that were trying to shoot you.
Mm-hmm.
Blitz, here is an example of the character this girl that I keep talking about play. Look at that. See her right there in the blue dress with the little hat?
Oh, yeah. And there's Tim McGraw back there.
No, that's her daddy. Tim McGraw's her daddy.
I bet it
yeah,
is.
Yeah, Tim... Tim McGraw's probably pimp enough to be able to roll up on a fucking 21-year-old, don't you think?
Of course.
Absolutely. And I'll tell you who the other motherfucker is and that's Rip.
Oh.
Rip on Yellowstone. But he's not really like attractive. Like do chicks think that Rip's really?
Oh fuck yeah, man! When he came to the Bucks game, he was the women just love him.
Yeah, well, women like Rip not because he's necessarily really hot. It's just because he's the fucking swagger that he's got. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Can you imagine if we all went out tried? I don't even know that any of us know how to ride a fucking horse.
Because I'm not good at it.
Because when you ride a horse, you gotta fucking kind of like you gotta go with them, don't you? Like yeah. We don't bounce up and down on dick like girls do. So I think they can ride fucking horses better than we can.
Speak for yourself, right, Lummy?
Yeah. Wait, what? God damn it, Blitz! What the fuck did you just say?
Look at that bitch! Look at her. God,
fucking
Blitz.
Asshole!
Blitz, you're gonna tell me that's not that bitch right there is not about the hottest fucking thing going right now?
Yeah, 21.
She's Blitz. 21 years old.
Yeah, that's,
no bra.
She's hot.
Florida Stanley, $10 cash. Bubba, I got you.
I gotta tell you, this no bra thing has really got me.
I don't like it.
No, I love it.
Bubba, Ashley and I got you a Rip shirt for Christmas.
You did?
Yeah.
Is it gonna fit?
I hope so.
Yeah, bring it. You got it right now?
Yeah.
Now, is it bad that I didn't get you shit for? Like, I can't buy my employee shit from Christmas.
Yeah, why would you?
I gotta pay rent here.
Right.
Rent's $10,000.
I gotta pay rent too. Mine's almost that.
Wait, hold on. What'd you get me? What's that? What's that? It's something. Oh, is that Unspeakables? Wow, I think, how have I been living like this? Kind of like when you find out that you've been paying a fortune for wireless when Mint Mobile has phone plans for $15 a month when you purchase a three-month plan. You're thinking, wow, how have I been affording getting gouged so bad? It's time to make the switch to Mint Mobile and get unlimited talk, text, and data for $15 a month. And I mean, Mint Mobile's quality of wireless service is unbelievable. Say bye-bye to the overpriced wireless plan, jaw-dropping monthly bills, and unexpected overages. Where they slow you down and completely screw with you, Mint Mobile is here to rescue you. With premium wireless plans starting at just $15 a month, all plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. Use your own phone with any Mint Mobile plan and bring your phone number along with your existing contacts. Ditched overpriced wireless with Mint Mobile's limited plan deal and get 3 months of premium wireless service for $15 a month. Get this new customer offer and your new 3 month unlimited wireless plan for only $15 a month. Go to mintmobile.com/Bubba. That's mintmobile.com/BUBBA. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/Bubba. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first 3 month plan only. Speed slower than 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fee, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details. Passion, drive, and patience. The formula of winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything for you to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED lights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has it covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices that you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP it needs to be and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Again, ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about all from the comfort of your home isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Don't make me send Rip. But, I mean, Lummy, thank you for this, but it makes me look like a mark.
Oh, well, I mean, Bubba, I mean, you know, I figured, you know, you like Yellowstone, so I had to give something with the something else.
I mean, I don't know if I can wear it. Like, it makes me look like a fucking mark. I admire Rip's work.
Yeah, that's what we thought. We thought, you know, you admire it and you kind of want it.
Hold on. You've always said, like, I'm going to sound Craig the Bulldog after you. Yeah. You always say shit like that, man.
I can't wear this.
You say Rip is like Blitz, and you're always like, oh, don't fucking mess with Blitz. He's got two on his hip.
Yeah, but.
He's got a point.
Pop culturally.
You can wear it on the show here.
But pop culturally, I'm talking about people that work for me. Blitz works for me. He's fucking tough. He's got guns. Craig the Bulldog worked for me.
Didn't Rip work for that other motherfucker?
Yeah.
But I can't be rolling around saying, don't make me send Rip like I'm a fucking
mark. It's a
mark.
Metaphor, yeah, man. You ain't metaphor. Really sending Rip, motherfucker. You ain't that famous.
By the way, Heather Wiss says, says the man who wears his own t-shirt.
About a guy with CP that we're going to get fucked.
That's the fucking shirt you need right there, buddy.
Yeah, well, it's like you're going to, that's your way of saying, I'm going to send Blitz after your ass. Your Rip. Don't make me send my Rip after your ass. Yeah.
No, but I'm sending the real Rip, and I'm marking the fuck out to him.
No, yeah. You're not.
Well, no.
It's a metaphor, man.
It's a metaphor to say, I got a Rip, and I'm going to send him out.
Yeah.
Bubba, if I wore that
my shirt should have said, don't make me send Blitz. It's what I is. Look at that. Holy shit. That's Jill Bolesky from 82 all day. Maybe her hair wasn't quite that long. I think it might have been.
Oh,
I'll put it up, but don't move it, though.
I'm not moving it. That's Jill Bolesky from 82 all day. I never really sized up Jill's boobs back then.
Oh, you're so full of shit.
I don't remember.
You absolutely did. Why wouldn't you?
I thought you had a picture on your bunk bed or whatever.
I had a picture of Dana Haller and Jill Bolesky.
You had jack-off pictures, man. Of course you were looking, sizing up her tits. What the fuck?
I wonder if Jill Bolesky knows how many times I jerked off to her. Her and Lori Howard and Dana Haller. And I had a bunk bed, okay? And you know, if you have a bunk bed, Blitz, if you look up, the other one has slats.
Yeah, it's what keeps the mattress from falling through.
Wooden slats, right?
Uh-huh. And they you can move them or whatever.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you could also, you know, you could push pin you could put a picture up there and pin it up there.
Okay.
And so I just look at, it was Jill in the middle, and it was Lori Howard to the left and Dana Haller to the right, and I would just fucking, you know.
Sitting here telling me that you don't think you fucking analyzed her tits.
Come on,
you
had analyzed her tits.
I cannot remember when she was in high school if she had big tits or not. I don't know that I think that she had, like.
Well, I'll go with you there, but at least at the time we fucking.
I guess
you were,
right.
Or you were looking
it's
at
called,
like.
Heather Woods is right. It's called gunning down. When a guy jacks off to you, it means he's gunning you down.
Usually in prison.
And I gunned fucking Jill Bolesky down.
A lot.
Like I gunned her down. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I gunned her. I don't know which of the three I gunned down the most. I think it was.
Mother with motherfuckers like that gun on the front of an A-10 just goes, just fucking coming all over those pictures.
I wonder if my mom knew, like, what I was doing in there, like, why I had those three pictures.
Oh, they all knew.
You know, and I wasn't dating any of them. They were just like, you know, those. And they were their senior pictures. So it wasn't even like Joe Bolesky at the beach.
They weren't even good pictures.
I mean, no, it wasn't even like them.
Could you imagine if you had a fucking, like, nice digital camera back then.
Oh, man.
That was trouble. Like, imagine all these kids now. The motherfuckers got, like, badass cell phones.
I mean, back in the day, man, I had to gun chicks down from their senior picture.
Right.
Hair all fucking 80s'd out, dress on. Like, I don't even know that I have any inkling for $10 million if you said, tell me what Jill Bolesky's bra size was.
No, maybe not. I mean, you wouldn't know now, but back then you would have fucking known.
My mom goes, you think I'm stupid?
Yeah.
Yeah, she probably knew I was good.
What you did with that dish rag?
Easy on that.
Oh.
But I'm just trying to think about, like, I think.
She went in your room to fucking, move your sheets around. I was, like, moving a piece of plywood around.
I think Jill was probably, like, a 34B.
Oh, yeah, you never fucking analyzed her yet. You know her bra size.
Larry might be able to help me. 34B. And see, Larry was a porn star because he had real pussy.
Okay.
He had Tanya.
Okay.
You know, and he had a real girlfriend.
Imagine if that motherfucker had a digital camera back then.
Oh, man, imagine if his best friend did. I'm in the
That's
digital.
That's what I'm saying. Either one of you two.
Yeah, with the pool
it
shots.
It wouldn't have been good.
Oh.
You needed a GoPro back then.
GoPro.
Underwater.
I did used to watch him blast Tanya under the water.
Yeah, in your scuba diver mask.
Jill said I got it, 34B.
Oh, yeah. God, Jane said socks. You used to jerk off in your socks?
Listen, we got to go. This is getting way
too much. Did you actually do that, man? I've never done that.
Did you put the... Oh, never.
Yeah, I jerked off in my socks.
And then just threw them in the laundry?
No, he threw them against the fucking wall and they hit the ground.
No.
They stayed there for a week until his mom picked them up.
No, you just put them in the regular dirty clothes and you turn them inside out then.
What?
Yeah, well, because when
you
they...
You gotta wash them right side in. Yeah, they fuck your mom. Your mom's gotta fucking sit there and turn them inside out.
No, but by the time your mom turned them... By the time you...
They were fucking crusty, man.
Shut up. You come in your sock, okay? And then by the time your mom got to the laundry a day or two later, it was dried, and she just threw the sock in there, and then she wouldn't turn them back in the until after they were dried. So the cum was inside the sock.
Oh.
But
yeah, I'm sure she never noticed why it smells like you pre-bleached your fucking socks.
And why does it all have to be about me? Like, what about you guys? You're going to try to tell me you guys didn't do any shit like that? Huh? Am I the only one secure enough to be able to talk about this?
No, yeah. We got to talk about it.
Yeah. You had a Jill Bolesky in your life, Lummy. Look at your fucking loser ass over there. There was some girl that was so fucking hot and got you stuck in the friend zone. You know it too, buddy.
Oh, yeah.
I had a ton of those.
And you jerked off to her.
Oh, of course. Yeah, I was just saying about the sock.
And whatever. Wherever the fuck
you
jerked off.
Yeah, JCPenney magazines to T-shirts to, you know, Sports Illustrated swimsuit editions.
Right.
And your mom said that's why she got you socks all the time.
You know what? It's a little bit late, and I gotta go. And I hate this 6 to 8 shit. We're not doing it again. 3 to 5.
Tyler's pissed.
What? What the fuck is he?
Because he's fucking so late.
Tyler, what are you pissed about?
He said he fucking hates this schedule.
No, I said it sucks too.
It sucks.
I gotta get.
What
bed,
would you?
Daddy.
What hours would you rather work, Tyler?
Mornings.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Fuck that. I'm the one that has to get up. It alters my life more than it or does you guys.
What do you think the latest you could wake up at work and still get here on time and do work?
I have to be here by 5:15.
Okay.
So.
And what?
That means 4:15. If what? I was to eat and go shower. And now that I'm like doing my hair and trying to look, because I'm being a little bit more mindful that I'm on camera.
Okay.
Instead of not, putting a fucking ball cap on.
That's waking up at what time?
That's waking up. You mean the latest?
Yeah, the latest.
4:15, and I could get here by 5:15.
Okay.
So anyway, in order to wake up at 4:15, your life is still heavily altered.
I know. That's about time I wake up.
Okay. Well, I'm not you, motherfucker.
No, I know. I'm just saying, but.
I would like if I didn't have to be. If I didn't have to be on so many radio stations terrestrially, if I didn't have to do that in order to make a living and keep the brand and just all the shit that goes with being syndicated on, eight right. or nine, whatever, from the endorsements, just the regular radio is still very much a part of my portfolio,
mm-hmm.
so to speak. And so I have to do morning radio. I got to.
Yeah.
But if I didn't have to, and I could just be, I could financially make it all work by just doing an afternoon show.
Streaming shows.
Yeah, digital or streaming. I didn't have to suck terrestrial radio's dick, the dick of a devil. I would do 3 to 5 and then 5:15 to 6:30. So 3 to 5 exclusively somewhere, and then 5:15 to 6:30 another place with a podcast kicker.
Sure,
I'd get here at 2, be on the air at 3, and home by 7. That fucking works for me.
So here's my thing:
on those days, Blitz, I slept in till 10 o'clock.
Yep,
I went to the gym, was able to get some shit done at home.
Mm-hmm.
And after the show, if you notice in the mornings after the show, I'm fucking wiped out.
I know.
I'm not as wiped out now because I've been up. Anyway, sure. What were you?
So here, let me start out by saying whatever hours you want to move to, I don't care.
I know.
I'm good.
You guys have to.
No, I know. Yeah, but I'm just saying I'm not fighting you on this. I'm just saying for me, I like working earlier better. Maybe an hour or two later than we do now would be fine. But I like doing the mornings because we can come here, work, do what we need to do, get
done. But we have no social life. Like, you know, I can't, I stayed up until, I can stay up till 10, 11, 12 o'clock, watch Sunday night football,
yeah.
You know, go to dinner, do, you know, fuck, whatever.
I mean, you can stay up to like.
No, I'm in bed by 7 o'clock otherwise.
Okay.
Going to bed at 7 compared to going to bed at midnight, there's a lot of cool shit that happens between 7 and midnight. Games and fucking sporting events and concerts and fucking bitches.
Oh, I know.
Yeah.
I get up early now.
So I'm just saying, man, I'm going to bust my ass for the next 2 years so that in the latter part of my life, I can do afternoons and don't have to do morning radio. I want to fucking get out of morning radio bad.
What if the options were mornings like we do now, or like evenings, like it starting at like 6?
No, I do mornings.
Okay. Because I think that would be a bigger audience only because people are at home at that point or whatever.
Oh.
Than the 3 to 5.
Yeah, well, I hate nights too. I hate nights too.
Yeah. I mean, I would much rather do mornings as well, but.
Yeah, well, I'd rather do afternoons. I'd rather do 3 to 6. I'd rather do get 3 to 7 basically and slice it a couple different ways.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But still
3 to 5 exclusive, like maybe say on Twitch, and then, you know, 5 to 6:30 podcast / Facebook, YouTube.
Right.
That kind of bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, when we get that NFT shit going, we can, you know, not have to worry about anything. Lummy, of which, look at those fucking, we've got to start the process. Lummy, you know what I'm having a hard time finding? I know, and I need you to find this for me.
Okay.
I know for a fact that Reggie White was an alternate on the Tony Dungy-coached 2000 NFC Pro Bowl team.
Okay.
But I can't find it. I know he was on the team because I got his fucking pants. But he wasn't a starter. He was like a coach's. They back then or whatever, they had like a coach's. You could bring one more guy. And I think Tony Dungy made Reggie White that guy. But I can't find it officially announced anywhere.
What year?
2000. The 2000 NFC Pro Bowl team, and I think Randy Moss might have been the MVP, and they won like 51-35, the NFC won, and Tony Dungy coached the team, and that's how I got those pants, Reggie White's last game-worn pants. That's how I got them, because Darren Kearns, who was Tony, when a head coach becomes a head coach of one of these, like a Pro Bowl, he brings his staff with him. So he brought his equipment managers with him, and they did the equipment. Well, after the game, Darren Kearns, who was the NFC equipment manager, I bet you could probably Google that and find that Darren Kearns was the NFC 2000 Pro Bowl equipment manager. And so Lummy, as Reg, the guys, you know, back then game worn shit and stuff like that, it wasn't really a big market for it. And Reggie took his pants off and threw them in a pile like some of the other guys. And Darren scooped them up and gave them to me. And you can see them, if you look at Dan's camera, which is now abandoned, you can see him right there. And I got him. And then Dion, who was on the team, Dion was on that 2000 Pro Bowl team, did a charity function with Reggie and had him sign them.
Nice.
And that's how they're signed. And so what I'm saying is I can't find him on the official roster anywhere. Oh. And so can you maybe do your Lummy Bing over the holidays? And when we get back here on Monday, you have like a little report for me showing me that indeed Reggie White did play in the 2000 NFC Pro Bowl.
Yeah.
Just off the top of your head, are you finding it? I can't.
No.
Are you sure it's 2000?
On his Wikipedia, it has his last one for 99, 98.
This was the, it was the, it was.
I'm looking at 2000 and I don't see Deion Sanders on the roster.
Might have been 99. I don't fucking know. Maybe I should get a hold of Darren Kearns.
Yeah, I'm looking at the NFC.
And let me, I almost feel like we need to take those pants out of that little, because that protective.
No, Deion was on the 2000.
Yeah, Deion was on the
2000.
He was? Yes,
yeah, I'm looking at the NFC roster here.
Deion was on the team.
2000 NFC roster, what position?
Deion Sanders, cornerback.
Cornerback. He was a starter, actually.
Deion on Dallas, Todd Light, St. Louis, Athenius Williams, Troy Vincent.
So anyway, I got to – now, Lummy, I wonder if we should break him out of that, because that's a real cheap frame that I got made for him, and we could look at him. Because I'm going to think that if we get him
authenticated.
Are you sure you're looking at the 2000s?
Me?
Blitz, you're wrong on
no,
this.
No, because Tyler scores up and down. It's not 2000 either. And I'm looking at the 2000 roster. I went quarterback, NFC. It's Sam.
Cornerback. Yeah. Cornerback.
That's what I'm looking at.
Here, I'll send it to Bubba. Right
Charles now. Woodson, Sam Madison.
That's on the AFC.
I'll send it to Bubba right now. Bubba, listed. I'm going to send it to you.
I'm sending it to Wikipedia. I know. Blitz is wrong. He's so fucking wrong.
Go down.
No, you're right then. Yeah, you're right.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
See it? Deion Sanders, NFC.
Yeah.
If you keep going down, it's there.
Blitz trying to just fucking be a dick.
Oh, because, hold on. I didn't see
to
that
me,
first.
To me, it looks like Deion Sanders right there.
Oh, no, I see it. Hold on. But Tyler's also saying, he's like yelling, no, Deion Sanders was in 99. It was the last one.
Yeah, well, look at that right there. Two of you fucking one and two wrong.
Okay. I do see it listed.
Yeah, right there. Friend of mine. We got our ass kicked in the butt in the fucking...
No, they won 51-31.
No, no.
Oh, sorry. In the bowl game. Yeah. Oh, no, I thought you were talking about that pro game. And it was Tony Dungy that was the coach there, too.
Yep. So it makes
more sense.
Oh, yeah.
No, hold on.
And his last season was 2000 with the Carolina Panthers.
I know.
I'm agreeing with you.
I fucking know.
Bubba, I'm the one agreeing with you.
I'm trying to tell you that I know.
Yeah, love me, what the fuck?
Yeah,
man.
It's who's two back there, not me.
His last season was 2000 with the Carolina. And if you look, I did a little fucking research, and that is each coach was allowed one player.
Mm-hmm.
One additional player that didn't, you know, like an essential or like that. I think that Tony Dungy made Reggie that player for the NFC Pro Bowl. Maybe we need to find footage of the 2000 NFC Pro Bowl to see if Reggie is, you know, right?
Yeah.
It must have been a player thing because he has, like, player pants.
Right.
Right, yeah. So he wasn't, like, an honorary coach or something.
No, no.
Yeah.
In fact, Lummy, Go get those pants over there.
Yeah, you can see them like an honest camera.
Right, an honest camera.
Dance camera.
And you can see that they've been that frame's super cheap. First of all,
I think it's broken.
It is broken, and since it's broken, then you know I'm thinking that you know we might be able to just get them out because if I
put it in front of dance camera, Lummy. You can't hear me.
In front of Dan's camera. Dan's camera, dumb fuck.
He is. He's going there now.
You had it in honest camera.
I know. It's your delay, but he did have it in the wrong camera.
I'm way delayed.
He's still moving it, too.
God, he's dumb as fuck. Poor well,
and then he doesn't face it towards the camera.
Correct chair. Correct chair over.
You know where the camera's at, right?
You know where the camera's at, right,
it's
buddy?
It's delayed, too.
The camera's always in the same spot.
You're late. You're delayed, you stupid fuck.
What do you mean? What's wrong with where it is? Hold on. What's wrong with where it is?
Why don't you look at your monitor, buddy? Yeah, now bring it closer. Bring it closer. Yeah, I'll just fucking do it.
Hold on.
Frame it up. Look at your computer.
Right.
Frame it up.
Look at your computer behind.
As a monitor and frame it up. You dumb fuck.
I'm trying. I'm a there. Minute behind. I'm the one who was agreeing with
you. You're a minute behind in life.
But I'm putting it to where I can see it.
All right. So as you can see here, these are the pants of the NFC Pro Bowl team. these, if you break open that frame and you look in and you take the pants and you look inside where the waistband is, it actually is embroidered number 92, which maybe we need to do that. Is the frame, I mean, let me, if I'm going to have to get them reframed. And probably in order to get them authenticated, you have to have them outside of this frame.
If Lemmy's going to do that, he needs to make sure his hands are clean.
Yeah, Lemmy. If
you always want to have like rubber gloves on it. No, you don't want to put any chemicals on it.
I was just, oh.
You want to almost have it like gloves. That's what they're going to check it with.
Well, do we have
if you really think they're worth like anything?
I think, Blitz, I honest to God think that they could be worth over $25,000.
Oh, well, then if you think they're anywhere close to that, then,
I mean, think about
then leave them like they are and take them to the authenticator just like they are.
All right, but just Google.
Let them do it.
If you, I mean, it could be $100,000. I mean, not only that, but these are the last pair of pants he ever wore as a professional athlete. He's dead now, and he's arguably one of the greatest defensive players in the history of the league, and they're signed, and they're game worn, they're game, and they're Pro Bowl. Like, this could be. They're either worth shit, they're either worth nothing. I mean, Lemmy, they might be so valuable that Canton, Ohio, and the Hall of Fame might want them. Like, for real.
Oh, yeah.
One guy says, I'm smoking crack. They're worth 3,000 max. Okay. It would be great to know that. Right? I mean, what? I've never even seen Reggie White game-worn pants available. Like, I've Googled them. Game worn has just become a thing. Tyler, you know a lot about this because your friend Tyler collects this shit. You know, like, am I smoking crack to think that these could be really worth a lot of money, or are they just bullshit?
I don't know. I'm looking at his 1992 Pro Bowl jersey game worn, and the bid's at $1,000 right now.
Well, that's a jersey, though. There's no pants.
Well, that's... Jerseys are better.
Jersey would be more.
Jersey would be better. So you're looking at his 92 Pro Bowl jersey that he wore.
Yes.
And it's $1,000.
$1,000 with 15 bids.
But that's not the last fucking jersey he ever wore. Does that?
Yeah, I think you've got that goes way for you. And the only other problem, the downside is he didn't play in that game, did he?
In what game?
The one with these pants?
I think he did.
Oh, he actually did play.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, I think he played a couple. Oh, okay. I think he played a couple series.
Oh, okay.
As a matter of fact. But, like, does anybody in chat have any idea? Like, I mean, again, this is either worth a lot of money, or you know what? Maybe I should not be a fucking wedge and try to get a bunch of money on him and offer him to his widow, right?
No offense, but sell them.
Lemmy, are you like, there's not, I mean, Tyler, as you're looking, there's not a lot of Reggie White game worn. Now, was the 92 Pro Bowl jersey that you saw, was it signed?
I don't believe so.
Yeah. Well, that helps, doesn't it?
Yes.
What is it? And what is this? Is it just a signature? Or what does
it
say?
No, it's Corinthians 1:13. He was very spiritual.
Okay, but it's not like to Bubba.
No. It's Reggie White, Corinthians 1:13, which says, love is patient, love is kind, love is not fucking...
Okay, well, it's not personalized to you then.
No.
So, I mean, that makes it worth a lot more.
Right. It's his... In fact, if you look at Reggie's signature, he commonly put Corinthians 1:13. It was his favorite scripture. And there's a ton of Reggie White signatures that have that Corinthians 1:13. So, like, I don't know, you know, if it's somebody's saying maybe 5,000. There we go. One Corinthians 13, Reggie White, number 92. Lemmy, I think we could really, again, if you guys could just see the inside of the pant where it's embroidered with his number.
It's like just like a little tag, right?
Right.
Yeah.
And it says 92, which is his number. I don't know.
Tyler's got more stuff.
Oh, Tyler, what do you got?
So it's not a current bid. It's a it, the bid ended, and it came. It was a jersey and pants, and it sold for $5,500.
And that was for the Pro Bowl,
the 92 one. Yes,
but neither signed.
No, and both the pants and the jersey together combined went for $5,500.
Well, you know, maybe mine's only, maybe that guy's worth maybe they're $3,000 all day. I think there's a couple of kickers that potentially could happen, and that would be this was his last, he's dead, and this was the last pair of pants he ever wore as a professional. That might, and it was the Pro Bowl. That might be something, right, Lummy?
Yeah.
Might. But it could be shit, too.
He died 4 years later, too.
I know. Can you believe? He was a great guy. Ty J. Armstrong said the biggest mistake he ever made is he talked some shit to Ty J. I mean, he talked some shit to Reggie one time. And Reggie said, God bless you, my friend. And like then fucking whipped his ass.
Oh, like on the field he was talking shit?
Yeah, like, okay. I guess I should have Ty J. tell the story, but it went like something like this. Like, you know, Reggie, you know, I mean, sometimes a player, it takes a couple downs off here and there, you know. You know, and so.
You're starting to feel good then.
You know, it's whatever. It's the Bucs versus, it's Tampa Bay Buccaneers versus the Packers, and Ty J is the tight end. So all he has to do is block down on Reggie and seal it, right? So Ty J gets a real good block on Reggie. Oh. Just a real good block. And so Ty J is like, yeah, motherfucker, fuck you, 92, bitch. I got you all day. You ain't shit. Fuck you. You know, like. Because he kind of got Reggie on a good block, and I guess Reggie goes, 86, I feel sorry for you, my son. God bless you the rest of the game.
Oh, geez.
And Ty J's like, that fuck you, bitch, and fuck it. And he said, Reggie White went to making him look like a fucking absolute clown.
Huh.
He's like, the next move, I got a hump move, then I got swam, and then I got fucking bull rushed. And he said the next three downs, Reggie didn't say a word, just whipped his fucking ass.
Big buck, 1,000 stars.
Brett Favre, game worn thong, $50. I don't know. I don't know if this is. I mean, again, wouldn't it just be at least kind of cool to know what they're worth?
Yeah.
I mean, it'd be kind of cool. And if anything, if they're not really worth that much, maybe I should offer them to the Hall of Fame. That would be certainly something they might want, right?
Oh, I'm sure they would put them in there as last ones.
Yeah. Whatever. All right. I think we're pretty much done. I mean, now, how do I get them authenticated? I think you can get them. I think you can. It probably, the value of them is going to be based on if I can get them authenticated or not.
Oh, definitely.
And so I need to work on getting them authenticated, and I wonder how you do that. Somebody said take them to Chumley at Pawn Stars.
I was going to say, take them to a pawn shop and see what they say.
Heather Wiz made a great idea. My assed up chair went for $3,000. The chair that I sat on during the SiriusXM days and I farted on, and it was just absolutely disgusting. A fan bought for $3,000 cash, and then he became a troll and stalked me and ruined my life.
And he says he threw it away in the trash can.
Right, whatever. I gotta go jack off to this chick right here.
Joe Bolesky?
Yeah, you know what? I'm gonna dig up
like
Joe.
Good old times.
I'm gonna dig up Joe Bolesky's senior picture, and my nickname. I'm not even gonna tell you what her nickname was for me.
What?
She had a nickname for me. It was in chat earlier. I'm glad you didn't see it. It's what she called me.
I'm gonna start using Facebook.
You don't even know it, do you, Lummy?
Nope, I do not.
And nobody on Facebook say what it was if you saw it. She had a nickname for me. I thought it was pretty special because she gave me this little nickname. Mm. All right. 3 p.m. Monday. We won't see you. You know what, Blitz? I might fire up
I might go with something.
A Facebook or a YouTube live kind of deal. I don't know that I'll be doing anything studio, but okay. I might go live remotely. Maybe I should go live from Christmas morning. I'm sure Janie Cakes will love that.
You should do the whole day. Christmas Day live, the full day.
We will see you guys around. Merry Christmas.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.